The sermon verse comes from our gospel reading. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, for I am in anguish in this flame." Thus far the text. Jesus summarizes the entire life and death of two different men in four short verses. He said that there was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. And moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. Two very different men, two very different lives. A rich man, probably a Pharisee, because Jesus has just confronted the Pharisees before this reading, and he calls them lovers of money. And then he tells a story about a rich man who had fine clothes and he feasted sumptuously every day. He had a good hand dealt to him. But not so for the poor man. He had kind of a poor hand dealt to him. He was poor. He was covered with sores. He rested at the gate of the rich man, just hoping to eat some of the crumbs from his table. And moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. In other words, no one would come and help him. The poor man, he dies and is carried by the angels to Abraham's side, and the rich man also dies and is buried. That's it. You know this rich man had a magnificent funeral, pomp and circumstance, quite a festival. He had all this money to throw a big party, but for Jesus, he just says, he died and was buried. So there you have it. Two men, entire life and death summed up in four short verses. It makes me wonder how Jesus would sum up your life and death in four short verses. Well, the rich man, he goes to Hades, to hell, to eternal torment. And he's in anguish, he's in the flames, and he cries out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, for I am in anguish in this flame." And the more that you hear this word, the more you dive into this word, the more you let this word hit you, the more you pay attention to this story, the more it will trouble you. The devil would love to distract you from this story because it will trouble you on various accounts. One, this rich man, he's a Jew. After all, he says, "Father Abraham." He's a child of God, one of God's chosen people, and he's in hell. And he begs Abraham to go to his relatives so that they would believe and repent, so that they won't be in anguish. And Abraham says, "They have Moses and the prophets." The very word of God, his relatives, other Pharisees, were reading every Sabbath in the synagogue. The very word of God that they were hearing week in and week out. The very word of God that this rich man himself heard every week, week in and week out, yet he's in hell. The story will trouble you. But the thing that troubles me most is that this rich man's insatiable desire for his riches distracted him from the mercy of God and from the need of others. Distracted him. According to the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who conducted a study on distracted walking in 2015, showed that 74% of U.S. adults say that other people are usually or almost always distracted when they're walking. but only 29% would say the same about themselves. We do the same. We see and we're quick to point out the fault in others, but not so quick to look at ourselves. And this story will not trouble you if you're distracted. And this story will not trouble you if you conclude that while the rich man may have been distracted from the mercy of God and from the needs of the poor, I certainly am not. But I ask you, if Jesus were to sum up your life into four short verses, would he point to a distraction from his mercy? Would he say, you've been distracted from the needs of others around you? He was clothed in purple and in fine linen, and he feasted sumptuously every day. He was distracted from the poor man who desired just a few crumbs from the rich man's table. She was clothed in the latest fashion and walked triumphantly in self-confidence every day. Yet she was distracted from seeing the inner beauty found in God alone. You were clothed in riches, and yet you were distracted from the mercy of God and from the needs of those around you. The story is troubling because it is very clear. God's word declares that there will be condemnation for the distracted, for those obsessed by their riches, for those who trample the poor underfoot. There will be condemnation and everlasting torment for those who quench their appetite on their own insatiable desires of their self-absorbed distractions. There will be condemnation for those distracted from the mercy of God and from the need of others, even if you're a child of Abraham. Even if you are hearing the word of God. There is coming a day when God's mercy will be no more for those distracted by their riches or themselves, their pride, their power, their name. That mercy was true for that rich man every day he lived, but he was too distracted from it until it was too late. Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, for I am in anguish in this flame. But it is still day. And God's mercy today is still being poured out lavishly upon all who will hear his word and repent. There is mercy today for the broken. There is mercy today for those who long to sit at the master's table. There is mercy today for those who have been full of distractions their whole lives, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of their souls. There is mercy today for those who not only hear the word of God, but also live it, for the hearer and doer. There is mercy for you today in the face of your sin and the blood of the one who poured out everything he had for you on a cross. Because he was never distracted from you. There is mercy today for you in the face of death through an empty grave of the Messiah who never took his eyes off of the Father's will. There is mercy today. And he has sent forth his word, Moses and the prophets, the word made flesh, so that you would hear and believe. That God is merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And that word, it awakens our distracted ears and bursts forth our distracted eyes to once again bring us to his Son. where we find one who is feasting sumptuously on mercy every day, who is rich in mercy, and his mercy drips off of his table every day upon us, where it first splashed upon your forehead in the waters of your baptism, where you were filled with his mercy and he changed your life. Distracted? Yes, you are. Sure, you're distracted. But you are no longer distracted solely by your own sinful flesh, because you can no longer live a life that has utter disregard for the poor. You've been made new. Distracted from the mercy of God? Sure, you are. But you can no longer live a life where you live completely in utter disregard of his mercy, where it still pulls you in day by day. Because God's mercy is the only thing that we need off of his table. Sure, it's crumbs through his word, through bread and wine, through the waters of your baptism. But it's what we live off of. We live solely off of his mercy and his word. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.